Okay, I tried to make a summary of these 2 days. Okay, the second day is not finished yet, but I have a good indication from the test. As you have seen, drivers were running many, many laps. I focus on the 18 inches test because obviously the one with young drivers was not relevant for the future. So I focus on the 18 inches test. They had available all the new range of compounds, and they used all the new compounds on many laps, short runs, long runs. I have to say that in general, we found, first of all, the delta lap time between compounds in line with our tire development test. So I can say that this number is quite in line with our findings during the year and during our tire development test. Clearly, the C1 and C2 are not the best compounds for Abu Dhabi. Here is a low severity circuit where we use mainly the C3, C4, and C5. So in general, for C1 and C2, the comment was that the grip was low, but they were very, very consistent. I can say that the general comment from all the drivers was about understeer. It seems that our rear tire is quite strong, is pushing a lot of the front, and the general feedback was on an understeer balance. Consider that using the mule cars, the possibility to adjust the setup was limited. So in some cases, even if the teams were working around the setup of the car, but the cars were still understeering because of this strength on the rear tire. What we have done was last night, looking at the data that we got from the teams, we saw a margin in the pressure, especially in the front pressure. So we had the possibility to decrease the front pressure for today by 1.5 PSI. That was useful to reduce the understeer, obviously giving more footprint on the front, and reduce the graining, especially on the C3. We still have some abrasion and graining on the C4 and C5, but they are the softest compound, so it makes sense. But with this reduction in pressure, the C3 was working better. I believe that the graining was the main limitation in terms of performance during these 2 days. In terms of lap time, I would say they were quite good, because if you compare, for example, yesterday they were a bit more than 1 second slower compared to 13 inches tires. I'm not considering the fast lap made by the Vri at the end, that was clearly a qualifying lap, while with the mule cars they were not focusing on the qualifying lap. So taking as a reference 125, high 124 made by 13 inches, we have a difference that is in the range of 1.5 seconds per lap, that is quite acceptable considering that the cars are not fully optimized. And next year with the new cars, the setup will be much better and more balanced. Other comments from drivers that I collected in these 2 days: a bit more difficult in braking, easier to lock sometime. They felt the weight of the tires. You know that the front rim, each front rim is 2.5 kilos heavier than the 13 inches, and the rear is 3 kilos heavier than the 13 inches tire. So they felt this on the steering wheel. They reported a very good straight line traction. In some cases, some snap oversteer that is in line with the fact that with the understeer, you tend to use more steering angle, and when you lose the grip from the rear, is more snappy. So it's quite coherent with the other comments. What else? Some teams decided to test the rim cover in some runs, but these tests are not really representative. First of all, because the brakes are the brakes, not the 2022 brakes. So if you fit the wheel cover, you have the temperature that is increasing quite a lot, and the heat exchange between the brake and the rim is not really manageable, as they will do next year with the new brakes that are not transferring the heat from the brake to the rim. The level of degradation is not really accessible because of the graining that, in my opinion, was masking a little bit the pure performance and level of degradation of the tire. So, as a final balance, I would say that this test was very useful for the teams, for us, to have indication for next year, even if we have mule cars, as I said, we are going to produce, as usual, also averages in terms of pressure, temperature, wear profile, that we will share also with Williams, because Williams was not able to attend the test with the mule car, but they will receive the data as well as the other teams. So we don't want to create any disadvantage for them. This is to give you a summary of the 2 days. Questions? No questions? Ed?
Yeah, you said you raised the front pressure today. What pressure guidelines were you giving to teams for this test?
The preview, no, we didn't raise. We went down with pressure last night. So the preview with the new numbers, we decided to keep the level of camber, the limitation on camber, the same. We know that probably with the 18 inches tires, they require a bit less camber, but because many teams were interested in the camber scan, we decided to keep the limits at the same level of the 13 inches. Pressure was dropped to 20 PSI front and 17.5 PSI rear. We didn't change the rear pressure. So it was 17.5, the starting pressure yesterday at the beginning of the session and also today. But yesterday the front was 21.5 and now dropped to 20. We know that with the new sides, with the 18 inches, the rear construction is, in terms of integrity, is more robust, and this is why we had the possibility to drop the pressure to 17.5, that is quite low also compared to the 13 inches tire. Any other question? Larsen.
Yeah. Hi, Mario. Can you share an estimate of the lap times for next year on qualifying and also the race pace?
The estimation is based only on simulations that we got from the teams, because we consider their numbers, and on the paper, they should be very close to the current cars. That means that probably during the year they are. Usually when you have a big change in technical regulation, the rate of development is much higher compared to a situation like this year where the cars were already not at the limit, but not with a big potential of development. So I think that next year we will see a good rate of development. Looking at the simulations, they should be very close to the current cars. We tried to estimate the level of grip considering only the tires. Okay, so you compare on the same model of car, the 13 inches and the 18 inches. That is something that is not going to happen because the cars will be different. And looking only at the grip of the tire is in line with 13 inches, but they are more consistent because of these new family of compounds and the way in which we have designed the compounds. Adam? I cannot hear you, Adam. It's black. Can you hear?
Hi. With plan.
Adam, try to switch off the camera because we cannot hear you.
Yeah. How far have you?
No way.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Not very well, honestly, but try.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Very badly, Adam. I would propose to go to the next, and maybe, Adam, if you want to write your question in the chat, then we'll reply to the question.
Yeah. Ed, do you have another question, or is your hand up? You have another question, okay.
Yes, another one. You mentioned the understeer balance, and obviously there's limitations of the mule cars that mean it's not fully representative, but do you expect there to be a kind of fundamental understeer balance in these tires next year?
Talking to the teams, they believe that they can balance the new cars quite easily. They told me that they are not worried at all about the understeer, and they knew that with the new cars, they were expecting a bit of that. So they seem to be not worried at all. Adam, we try again.
This is, he wrote the question in the chat. How far have you got with planning next year's test program? Is the question from Adam.
Yeah, I can read it. We have a plan that we submitted to the FIA. I know that they are still discussing some details on the budget cap in order to find a solution and to incentivize the teams to run the tire test. And I believe that beginning of January, we are in a position to confirm the test and also the teams that are attending the test. But the plan is, there is a draft. Obviously, we try to use as much as possible venues where we race on Sunday and we stay for Tuesday and Wednesday. That means less logistic cost for the teams. This is not applicable to wet and intermediate tires because we need to go to Port Ricard or specific circuits where we can wet the track. But for the dry test, the slick test, we are using most of the times. There is only one session that is not connected to a race. Adam, are you happy with that? Yeah. Darshan.
Yeah, is there any discussions on having different tires for the sprint race, or it will be similar to this year's plans?
The plan was after these three sprint races to have a new discussion beginning of next year at the Sporting Advisory Committee to fine-tune the availability of the tires during the sprint races. So yes, absolutely, there is a plan for discussing that and review the allocation if necessary. I believe that we have now quite a good experience from the three events and we can have a good discussion with the team managers on that. Ed?
Yeah, how was the feedback you got from drivers and teams in terms of how these tires are performing against the objectives? I mean, in terms of keeping the tire temperatures under control and that kind of thing, was that all in line with the positive signs from previous tests?
In general, yes. The only limitation, as I said, was due to the graining. And obviously, if you have graining on the front, you start degrading. But in general, I'm talking, for example, for the two, three compounds without graining, they commented that they can push Let's take the C3 as a reference. That is probably the more representative here. The level of grip is good, and they can push without having overheating or degradation, or better than the 13 inches tire. Honestly, I'm curious to see how the tires work on the next year cars, because I believe they are different. Also, being the aero package so different, also the level of downforce that you have a different speed will be different. So we need to understand how they work with the new aero package. Probably, I can imagine that they will have less downforce in slow speed corners and higher downforce at high speed. And so that is making a change in the balance of one lap. So, and this is impossible to test with the new cars because they have the same configuration used when they've been designed. So they don't have the ground effect that is on the new cars. Any other question? Luis.
Hi. Just a quick question again on the driver's feedback. In terms of the working temperatures, they now have to set off from the pit lane with different temperatures. Was it easier to get the tires to the ideal temperature, or they found it a bit tricky?
Okay, I didn't tell this. You're right. I didn't mention the fact that we are using the blanket temperature that we decided to introduce from 2022. That means that the front tires are heated at 70 degrees and not 100, and the rear tires are heated at 80 degrees and not 70 degrees and not 80. So from next year, the maximum temperature in blankets will be 70 and 70. That is the same temperature that we have used during our tire development test this year. So we wanted to use a representative condition. The comments from drivers were on the C1, in some cases, they had to push quite a lot to get temperature into the tire. So that means a couple of laps to have the tires ready. But we know that the C1 is not the tire for Abu Dhabi. For the C2, it was a bit easier. And from C3, C4, and C5, they didn't complain about the warm-up. They didn't have any issue on warm-up. During this year, we tried to design the new compounds with a wider working range, but without sacrificing too much the warm-up phase, because we knew that we wanted to go down with temperature in the blanket. So that is a confirmation of what we have found during the tire test. Robbie.
Giorgio.
Mario, you talked before the compromise with the brakes, old brakes and the new drum that are much bigger. Try to open a lot the drum in the back of the drum. This is connected to the brakes temperature, or trying to increase the tire front temperature?
In general, and during the test, we have asked the teams to use maximum cooling for both front and rears, because looking at the simulations next year with the flows that are going inside, they shouldn't be able to use the heat coming from the brakes to heat the rim. There is a lot more space, but also the brakes are designed with different flows. Now we are also evaluating another characteristics of next year brakes, because between the rim and the brake, you have a space where you have air at a certain temperature. So depending if you seal that or not, you can have different temperature. But this year, during the tire test, we told them to use maximum cooling. I don't know exactly what Ferrari did, but I believe that they were trying to use maximum cooling as they did in during the test. The point, George, was that yesterday, starting from 21.5 PSI front, but with a blanket temperature that is much lower, 30 degrees lower compared to this year, the pressure increase was quite high. So basically the running pressure, I don't tell you the number because I don't want to release a confidential information from any team, but consider that they were running a good number of PSI, 4 or 5 PSI higher than the starting pressure. That means because of this delta in the blankets temperature. And today reducing the front was helping quite a lot. Next year with a new type of drums, new type of brakes, I believe they are in a much better position to control the heat that is going from the brakes to the tire, and also the blanket temperature that is starting at 70. Ed?
Yeah, I know these tyres are the final 2022 tyres, but based on the preliminary impressions, I know you have to be able to do all the analysis. Is there any sign there needs to be any minor tweaks before next year, or are you pretty happy that the specs performed as expected, so that this will be the spec for testing pre-season next year?
No, we are happy with the tyres as they are. We are not planning to make any change to the tyre. The test is, in any case, useful to validate that. No changes are planned. At the moment, we are producing the tyres for the pre-season test and for Melbourne, because sea freight to Melbourne is very long. And obviously, we are, as we said, defining the tyre test for next year. In order, we know that when we start using the tires on the new cars, for sure there are some details that we have to adjust, some fine tuning to the compound, and so on. So we have in mind a plan for next year, for this year. Yeah, for next year. Sorry, I'm disoriented with for 2022, for the tire for 2023, and yeah. That's all. No changes for next year. Any other question? Tashan?
Due to COVID, you decided the number of sets for each week and for each team. Will the rule stay as the same for next year as well, that you decide the number of sets?
Yeah, it was discussed and decided by the teams. They feel that this is much better for them. They don't have to use people and resources to make difficult analysis before the events. They have a fixed allocation, and then they have to concentrate only on this allocation and how to use the tires in the best possible way. We are discussing if for some events, this standard allocation could be slightly different, but at the moment, the decision is for next year to stay on the 2-3-8, so 2 hard, 3 medium, 8 soft. As I said, I'm not including the spring qualifying, because for the spring qualifying, we are discussing separately. Anything else? Okay, so thank you very much. The last briefing of the year. Happy Christmas to everybody. Enjoy the winter break and some holidays. And thank you for
ciao.
Grazie, buona serata.
Ciao.
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 Ciao. Ciao. Ciao.
Thank you. Bye.
Ciao a tutti.